Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo i rirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tukau mā whitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, runga te waia kōrero ka Jeff Milner, te tumu haka rai mō Ngāti Hine Health Trust ki te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa take two for the team. Nō reira, me tāria ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe, Jeff.
Tēnā koe, Joel, tēnā koe tū, FM listeners up there in Muri Whenua. Great to have a kōrero with you this morning.
And appreciate you taking the time out to join us and share the kōrero about this kaupapa take two for the team and how this benefits our communities out there. So let's start again. You are a representative for 8 other Māori health providers as well. Are you able to just give us a quick kōrero about that?
Yeah, tēnā koe, Joel. I'm the māngai that I drew the short straw on behalf of the likes of Errol Murray up there at Whakawhiti Ora Pai, or down here in the Kaipara, Boyd Broughton at Te Hā Oranga, and another 6 Māori health providers in between, to just ask ourselves, how might we support our communities in coming forward in this vaccination kaupapa? And so we looked around as Māori health providers strongly connected to the individual iwi and their rohe, strongly connected to the community, and looked at our sporting community across Taitokoro and said, the sporting community had really been affected over the last 2 years by this COVID angara, and we've seen that in competitions cut short or never started. And I think for the Te Hiku listeners, there's no greater example of that than the TRL Grand Final, which was now cancelled. And I just want to mihi to the Waipapa Kauri Bombers and the Otangare Knights as being joint premiership winners. We looked to our sporting community and said, look, if we all want to get out of these lockdowns, this uncertainty, this anxiety, how might the Māori Health Provider Network partner with another community network? And we looked at our sporting codes and said, let's collaborate. And that campaign came up with Take Two for the Team. In other words, the ethos of a team, doing it for our communities, doing it not just for each other, and Take Two in reference to vaccination jabs. So that's been going across the Māori Health Provider Network with our other partner, Rugby for Life. What that does is encourages those members of our sporting community, their supporters, 12 years and over, that if they come into a Māori health provider clinic, whether that's, as I said, up there in Takao with Whakawhiti Ora Pai, or over down there in Dargaville with Te Hā Oranga, if they come in, there's a voucher available for the whānau who are coming in for a vaccination, and the Māori Health Provider Network will make a $10 koha back to the sporting code of their choice in recognition that the sporting community has done it hard and the Māori Health Provider Network want to feed back in. So with Super Shot Saturday coming up tomorrow is again a great opportunity for the sporting network of Taitokoro to not only come in and do the right thing to protect their whakapapa, but make a contribution back to their sporting club of their choice, which has had 2 years of probably hell might not be too bad a word, Joel, because literally things have started, cancelled, and without sports, our communities really suffer.
And so has this kaupapa already started, or are we waiting for tomorrow, the big day, Super Saturday, to start getting going with this kaupapa of Take Two?
You know, the kaupapa Take Two for the team has already been underway for about 10 days now, and we've seen approximately 3,000 vouchers. As I said, $10 a koha from an individual participating Māori health provider back to a sports club of their choice. So we've been going for about 10 days now, and approximately 3,000 vouchers presented across Taitokoro. And I guess as we look forward to the Super Shot Saturday events that are operating across Taitokoro, a pānui out to our sporting clubs is let your members know, let your communities know to ask around the Take Two for the team when they come into one of the many events operating tomorrow across Taitokoro in the Super Shot Saturday. But if you can't wait, whānau, for Saturday, I know our Māori health provider
colleagues have got clinics and mobile services operating today.
And are you aware of any of those locations or those vaccination stations that may be operating today?
Yeah, I am. And so to some of your listeners, Joel, Te Potahi Marae have got an event tomorrow up there in association with Whakawhiti Oropai and Errol Murray and his team from 10:30 a.m. to 6. If I just come down a little bit to Kaitaia, the Northland DHB at the old warehouse, Matthews Ave. I think that's the whare next to where Ricky Houghton and Hek Uruwai Trust are parked up from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, all of these events have are being operated under level 3 protocols, but first and foremost, they are health events. So that's what's operating in Kaitaia at the old warehouse tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If we go over to the west coast there with Margarethe and Hokianga Health at Te Rāwhini Hospital, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They've got Kawhe, Kai and Kōrero operating at Hokianga Health. And then if we shoot across to the east coast here, Hupaha today at Te Rūnanga o Whangaroa, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Kaio there with Bree Davis and Lorna Smith, who have done a great job in Whangaroa. And then Ngāti Hine Health Trust has its vaccination station event held at the Simpson Park Moirua between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., where there's things like free buses to get whānau from the around the rohe to that event, entertainment, bit of karaoke, prizes, as well as an opportunity for our whānau to engage in a first or second vaccination. And in the past week, Joel, there have been lots of Māori whānau across Taitokoro turning up for first vaccinations, and we want to continue that momentum across the Māori Health Provider Network tomorrow at Super Shot Saturday.
We have been fortunate enough to be speaking with Dr. Raori Taunui on the latest updates in regards to our cases throughout the country, especially with the Māori and Pacifica Islander communities. And you're talking about some of those statistics, and one of them that was of concern was our age groups from the age of 12 into the 30s that are yet to really pick it up for our Māori communities. Has there been any focus on any particular generation so far? Because this kaupapa is an amazing kaupapa, but I was just wondering if yourselves as our Māori health providers have taken any consideration into our statistics and those generations who are yet to really increase those numbers.
Yeah, that numbers from 12 to 30 is not by accident for our whānau, because they were the youngest, the last cohort to be invited to participate in the vaccination program. Of course, many of our Māori providers, such as Errol up there at Whakawhiti Oropai, dismissed that age ban and just said to our whānau, come in when you're ready. But certainly the network, the Māori Health Provider Network, GPs, pharmacies and the DHBs are putting a big effort into that younger rōpū. And if we look at take two for the team, Joel, you know, the sporting codes that we have partnered up with is predominantly in that 12 to 34, 40-year age group. So there was a deliberate reason to partner with our sporting community. Okay, there might be a few papas running around for a rugby club here and there in the 50-plus, but we know their younger cohort are also the ones who missed out on their sporting clubs or their representative sport. So at all of these events tomorrow, across Taitokoro, fun, entertainment, prizes that are relevant for rangatahi are all part of the mix. And so I just want to mihi to the whole health provider network, the DHB, pharmacists, GPs who have opened up on Saturday in order to provide access to that service for our whānau from up in the far, far north to our kaipara in the southern boundary. And if this weather... Joel, I don't know what it's like up there in Kaitaia, but it's a beautiful day here in Whangarei, Tiringaparao, where I'm talking to you. If the weather's good, again, that just encourages our whānau to come out, get some information, have a corridor, see if you're ready to make a decision. And if you are, not only will you be looked after by the best, most trusted Māori health providers in Taitokoro, you might get a coffee out of Hokianga, for in Ngāti Hine at Moirua. Tuco Legacy, a local community group, have put a $1,000 cash prize up for those who get vaccinated. So a lot going on.
Yes, no, the weather is fine up here, and the kids, I suppose, would describe it as a slippery slide day to get their togs on and have a little bit of fun. And we appreciate your kōrero again around this, Jeff. Do you have any final kōrero for our listeners out there? I suppose also, what could we expect in regards to precautionary measures? We know that we still remain in alert level 3 here in Te Tai Tukiro, and we are trying to up this rate and tautoko this kaupapa of Super Saturday. But what else, or what are some of the other safety precautions that we should take into consideration if we are going to attend any of these events?
Well, for whānau who are looking to come out, Joel, you know, the basics are mask up, take a mobile hand washing solution with you, carry your own water bottle so that you don't have to share, and then at all of the events I described that are being led by either Māori health providers or health providers more generally, they have protocols at all of the events around scanning in first, no scan, no enter. Masks will be available for those whānau who don't have it. There'll be hand washing stations. There'll be appropriate physical distancing. But again, for our whānau who might be anxious, these events are being run by your own health providers who have your whānau safety front and centre. But the biggest message around our whānau who are anxious is that if you're unvaccinated, that is the thing you should worry about most, is being unvaccinated. And whether it's Te Hiku Hauwata there or whether it's Hokianga Health, they'll put their arms around our whānau, love on them and keep them safe at these events.
Mihi atu ki a koe, Jeff, mo wenei o ngā kōrero i te rangi nei e pāniki tēnei kaupapa take 2 for the team. Ko te whakaaro nei, ko te tumanako, kia noho haumaru koutou, ko tō whānau i tēnei wā, no reira, kia ora rā.
Kia ora rā.
Ai, ko Jeff Milner, tērā tumuhakarai mō Ngāti Hine Health Trust, me wēna o ngā kōro, mō ngā rato, ngā haura Māori huri noi te tai tokerau. Koi arā te tino kaupapa, take 2 for the team. He tino kaupapa tēnei, mā te hā kinakina, me tēnei kaupapa, kia haumaru o mātou whanaunga, te tino take. Ko te haumarutanga, te tāwharautia o mātou whakapapa i tēnei wā, no reira e te whānau, mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikua te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu, ira tahi te iarere.